Are you ready for a second cup of the morning, Glenn? Here's David and Brenda.
I laugh. This year makes it so true. I've told more people that. I said it stops raining on July 5th and it starts up again the Sunday before Labor Day weekend.
That's right.
That's usually how it is. But nonetheless, we live in the Pacific Northwest. It's the end of June and it is absolutely beautifully green outside.
Awesome.
So we cannot complain about where we live. We are blessed to live in this area and summers are great.
Yeah,
they
love
summer.
They really
are. Summertime's a great time around here.
What's your favorite summer song?
It would have to be something from like the Beach Boys or something.
They
talk a lot about, you know, California girls. That's me.
There you go. I always like Hot Fun in the Summertime by Sly and the Family Stone.
Oh, okay.
That's a good one.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? There are some favorite saints, too.
I know that.
For the summertime. This is a great list because it's maybe for some ailments or things that you might experience over the summertime that you didn't know that there were saints that would be there to help you around.
No, I love these.
You know, I found this on alitea.org, so I thought we'd run through some of these saints maybe you didn't know that could be there for you during these summer months.
All right.
So, David, you know, and this is a little bit tragic, though, to start off with, but we've heard about these issues around the rivers here.
Right.
They're dangerous. They're cold. People think that, oh, I can just walk across, and then they find out they get swept away.
Right.
There is a saint to keep you safe around water. It's Saint Adjutor.
Ooh.
A-D-J-U-T-O-R.
All right.
Saint Adjutor.
Saint Adjutor.
Now, hundreds of children die each year due to drowning, so it's no surprise parents feel a little anxious about kids being in the water.
Sure.
So turn to this 12th century French saint.
Okay.
I wonder if Miriam might know who this is.
Right.
He was made a knight in the First Crusade. Now, tradition has it that when he was captured by Muslims, he managed to flee from persecution by swimming home to France.
There you go.
So naturally, he became the patron saint of drowning victims.
Sure.
Saint Adjutor.
Saint Adjutor.
Well, if you want to stay patient when the days seem endless and the kids are feeling a little restless, pray to Saint Monica.
Saint Monica.
Of course, our mothers know about Saint Monica. One of the beauties of the summers are those long days. Now, although you might appreciate a lazy day, kids, well, they're bursting with energy. So Saint Monica is the mother of a bad boy turned good in Saint Augustine.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He had to wait years and years for her son to find the path to righteousness. So she is patient and faithful and a good mother.
Yeah, that's great.
I like this
one. That's very cool.
Do you get eaten by mosquitoes when you're out at a picnic?
You know, I have not here. We were over in Hawaii several years ago, and we were out at a like a yacht club area, and I just got eaten alive. We got back the next morning. I got up, and my legs were just covered. First time that's really happened to me. Kind of scared me, actually. Went to the pharmacy, though. We got some stuff. I was fine. But that's the one time I remember I really got bitten badly by mosquitoes.
You know, of course, around here, if you're around the lake, any standing water seems to be just a festering ground for those little pesky mosquitoes. Well, Saint Narcissus of Girona is a saint for that, to tell those mosquitoes to buzz off. This is a great story.
Yeah.
So, summertime is the opportunity for mosquitoes to rejoice. There is plenty of food for them to be had. Well, so along with the donning of an anti-mosquito bracelet or something, maybe a candle, we've got those torches that we can light. Call on Saint Narcissus, who had a swarm of biting insects chase away the troops who tried to desecrate his tomb.
Really?
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, it is.
Those mosquitoes. Go get them.
They're
trying to disturb my body. I love it. Patrick, our executive director, I noticed yesterday he came home from his vacation. He's got a little bit of sunburn on his arms. And I've gotten sunburn before. I did one trip to Hawaii. That sun is intense out there.
Right.
So if you want to keep that sunburn at bay, pray to Saint Bartholomew.
Saint Bartholomew.
Yeah, it's very interesting here. Maybe a little bit of gruesome, though. But it's no wonder that a popular saint people lean on if they have skin conditions. He died a gruesome death, of course, having the skin removed from his body. And in fact, David, this is what's very interesting. Here's a little inside information, especially if you're going to the Sistine Chapel exhibit here in Portland.
Right.
when Michelangelo painted that final judgment on the main back of the main altar, there are the saints in there, and there is Saint Bartholomew in there, who is in fact holding his skin.
That's right.
The face, they believe, is Michelangelo's face.
Oh wow!
That he painted himself.
That's him.
As Saint Bartholomew in that little image there.
It's interesting.
So Saint Bartholomew. And then when you come back from a long vacation enjoying yourself and you've got piles of laundry to clean up, Saint Huna, H-U-N-N-A.
H-U-N-N-A.
Saint Huna would be the one. Well, with the worst parts of summer has been the endless laundry. I know what that's like, from smelly towels, dirty t-shirts, socks, t-shirts covered with ice cream. You know how difficult it can be.
Yeah.
Well, look to the example of Saint Huna, a French saint who devoted her life to the service of others, spending hours washing the laundry of the whole community.
Wow.
There you go.
Huna knew.
Huna knew. Oh, man. I love it. And then lastly, if you're going to head out to one of our rivers or lakes, you want to catch a fish, well, it is the first fisherman, St. Peter.
St. Peter, I was going to say.
He's the one that will get you there. He's the rock, and he is the fisher of men.
So those are all interesting. I always love hearing
those. A little prayer. Of course, you remember if you watched the movie The Godfather, Alfredo told his nephew that. He prays a Hail Mary.
That's right.
When he goes fishing, and he always catches a fish. We hope you enjoyed today's Second Cup.